Today we're reading John 8, 21 to 30. So he said to them again, I am going away, and you will seek me, and you will die in your sin. Where I am going, you cannot come. So the Jews said, Will he kill himself, since he says, Where I am going, you cannot come? He said to them, You are from below, I am from above. You are of this world, I am not of this world. I told you that you would die in your sins, for unless you believe that I am he, you will die in your sins. So they said to him, Who are you? Jesus said to them, Just what I have been telling you from the beginning. I have much to say about you and much to judge. But he who sent me is true, and I declare to the world what I have heard from him. They did not understand that he had been speaking to them about the Father. So Jesus said to them, When you have lifted up the Son of Man, then you will know that I am he, and that I do nothing on my own authority, but speak just as the Father taught me. And he who sent me is with me. He has not left me alone, for I always do the things that are pleasing to him. As he was saying these things, many believed in him. Here in John 8, we're continuing in Jesus' discourse with the Jewish leaders in the temple. The Jewish leaders being the Pharisees and the scribes. And there are other people too in the crowd. If you've been following along, this seems like a pretty normal exchange between Jesus and the Jewish leaders. Jesus is plainly speaking the truth to them, yet they cannot understand and they choose not to believe in him. As seen in previous passages, including yesterday's and today's passage, they are mainly focused on getting Jesus to contradict himself, instead of just hearing him out for what he's saying. We begin today's passage with Jesus saying again, as John points out, I am going away, and you will seek me, and you will die in your sin. Where I am going, you cannot come. 1 week ago, in the middle of chapter 7, we read these words from Jesus also, about going where the Pharisees couldn't. Remember, he's talking about going back to the Heavenly Father. But the Pharisees in John 7 thought, is he going outside of Jerusalem to the Greeks? We don't want to go there. And now in this chapter, they think, will he kill himself? They're already thinking this Jesus person is crazy. Maybe he is talking about committing suicide. Jesus responds that he is from above, from heaven, versus the people who are of the world. And he expands on this, saying, I told you that you would die in your sins, for unless you believe that I am he, you will die in your sins. Jesus makes it known again that he has come as a way, as the only way, to the Father. Those who reject him cannot go to the Father with him, because he is the only way. After asking another question, who are you? After the people ask another question, who are you, Jesus explains that he's been sent by the Father, and he is declaring what he's heard from the Father. This is just my imagination, since it doesn't say it in the chapter, but I picture that Jesus is not annoyed at the Pharisees when he's responding to them, and he's not rolling his eyes when they don't understand, but he responds in a calm manner with great compassion. He wants them to get the truth. He's declaring the good news to them that he has come for all to believe in him. Yeah, verse 27 sums it up, when it says, they did not understand that he had been speaking to them about the Father. Jesus then says, when you have lifted up the Son of Man, then you will know that I am he, and that I do nothing on my own authority, but speak just as the Father taught me. And he who sent me is with me. He has not left me alone, for I always do the things that are pleasing to him. That phrase, lifted up the Son of Man, has a double meaning. First, perhaps the one we think of more often, is lifting up Jesus in glory. When the people praise Jesus, then they're acknowledging his authority and supremacy. They're lifting him up. The second meaning is lifting up Jesus on the cross when the people eventually crucify him. That meaning is also true because it's through the cross that Jesus makes a way to the Father. People will understand that Jesus, the perfect man, was completely obedient to the Father's will, and that the Father, indeed, is pleased with him. As Philippians 2 says, Jesus was obedient to the point of death, showing God's heart for his people. It's amazing that being lifted up on the cross is the way by which Jesus is lifted up in glory. And this is a key theme throughout the gospel, being lifted up. In John 3, a couple of verses before John 3:16, Jesus tells Nicodemus that as Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, so must the Son of Man be lifted up, that whoever believes in him may have eternal life. By enduring the humiliating cross, Jesus would conquer death once for all and make a way for people to have eternal life. In verse 30, John records that many people after his teaching did believe in him. We don't know the exact belief level, but some here move in the right direction of believing Jesus as sent by God. Let's respond to Jesus today just as he invites the people here to do. Let's lift him up in praise and exaltation that he gave us a way to the Father. We do not have to die in our sins. We don't have to remain stuck in our sins. But we can go to where he is because he was lifted up on the cross for us. Let's reflect on this amazing grace. Also, let's strive to follow in Jesus' example of dependence on the Father. Jesus spoke just as the Father taught him, and the Father was with him and never left him alone. The same is true for us as well. The Father teaches us through the Word, through prayer, the church, and other means. And the Father is with us, and we are not alone. Personally, I think lately, having been quarantining for a couple weeks and being inside more than usual, I've lost track of this truth. I've forgotten that God is right here with me, and that even though I'm inside most of the time, he's working around the world, and I can join him in this. The truth is that the Father is with us, and it's possible to grow in our dependence on God. It's possible to depend on him and do things that are pleasing to him, just like Jesus did. Let's pray and intentionally spend time seeking God. Let's pray. Lord, we thank you for this passage, and thank you for another reminder of this truth, Jesus, that you came to make a way to the Father. Jesus, you were lifted up on the cross so that one day we would come to lift you up in praise in heaven and also on earth right now. Lord, I pray that we would just be in awe of all that you've given us, and that also we would strive for that dependence on you that Jesus, you showed yourself. Lord, may we be able to grow in dependence and be able to do things that please you, just like Jesus did. We thank you, God. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.